When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Good evening. The show tonight begins very carefully, very carefully. Pacific Watch and Vegas Report. The news in Las Vegas is the prices keep climbing, and there's a turning away of the participants in the Strip, the Vegas Strip where the gambling is. A turn towards downtown Vegas, which Jeff Bliss, my reporter, tells me is very popular, booming. Prices are lower, and there's encouragement to be ordinary. In other words, what's going on with Las Vegas? Jeff says it's called nickel and diming, $50, $60 for a cocktail, $100 for an omelet, a fruit plate, and a glass of green juice, $100, room service. And then we turn to Los Angeles, where the news about the rebuild of the Pacific Palisades destroyed in the fire in the wildfires and Eaton destroyed in the wildfires. The rebuild is very, very unlikely, anytime in imagination. The building codes, the mandates, the regulations, the cost. The alternative is to sell to a speculator, take the money and get out with the insurance money and go somewhere else. That's a big tax base that's moving. But Los Angeles has some other problems, like the Olympics are coming. Turn to Lancaster County on the other side of the country. Jim McTague in Lancaster County of Keystone State. Green, green, green. It's been raining for weeks, keeping the tourist count down early in the spring. Jim expects it to back to normal once school is out and everybody's coming in. At the same time, Jim's reporting that the eateries of Lebanon County, Lancaster County, Montgomery County are swarming, eager people to eat. Prices are good. Everybody's going out to dinner. I'm told that you can't get a reservation if you call after 8 o'clock on Montgomery County. Jim said the gray hairs dominate the 5 p.m. in Hershey, Pennsylvania. And then the evening, the dinner crowd comes in with children. Everybody doing very well, eating. However, the shopping is not nearly as vigorous. Jim reports lots of discounts at the malls, even at Costco, lots of discounts. Trying to balance what we know about the tariffs, what we don't know about the tariffs. And then a conversation with Mario Grady about Nayib Bukele, the president of El Salvador, who might not have told us everything about his conversations with the gang M13 over the years. But then again, that's El Salvador. And then anti-Semitism, what is to be done? Peter Berkowitz joins from the Hoover Institution, saying freedom of speech is not quite adequate to the problem now, on college campuses especially. Keystone Report with Selena Zito, who visits with the new Secretary of Agriculture, Ms. Rollins, who is a farmer from childhood. And farms are a major part of Pennsylvania's income. I did not know, Selena's column at Washington Examiner makes it clear, Pennsylvania is the number one mushroom producer in America. Maybe the world. Keystone Report is a joy. Nuke power, Henry Sokolsky says, nukes are the new. Everything old is new again. Scandinavia, especially Denmark, Norway, and Sweden are looking at their bans of nuclear energy many decades ago after the blackout in Spain and Portugal. They're all green. They're all headed in net zero. They have lots of renewables, but they need something that they can rely on in times when it's not sunny and it's not windy and there's trouble with the grid. Conversation about dust devils on Mars with Bob Zimmerman. Apparently you've got much to learn about where the dust devils are and what that means in future landing on Mars. Also, we talk about SpaceX investing in Starbase, the one that used to be called Boca Chica, Texas. Going to be big merchandise, going to be big Starbase. I can see golf courses. I can see condominiums. I can see retirement homes to launch the rockets. Great fun. A conversation with the Egyptologist Toby Wilkinson, his new book, The Last Dynasty, Ancient Egypt from Alexander the Great to Cleopatra. These are the Ptolemies. After Alexander's death, his generals divided up the empire that he'd conquered. And Ptolemy, a childhood friend of Alexander's, they studied with Aristotle together. He's 10 years older than Alexander. He becomes a very benevolent king pharaoh who mixes with the Egyptian traditions, the Macedonian traditions, and builds a dynasty that lasts 300 years until Cleopatra's death at the hands of Octavian and the Romans. Fascinating story. As Professor Wilkinson explained to me, it's often not covered because it's considered too late for Egyptologists to study. It's not about the pharaohs, after all. And too early for the Roman historians to study because it's not about Rome. It's about Macedonia. Great fun. I enjoyed it enormously. I'll continue next week with the second hour. This is the first hour. And then a conversation with Jim Pfaff from the Conservative Caucus about how Indiana views the citizenship debate before the Supreme Court. Conversation with Italy about the Milan billionaires. The rich people of London are abandoning ship because the taxes laws have been changed. They're headed to Milan, a booming city. Nightlife, young people, markets, and billionaires. Can't buy an apartment downtown if you're Italian and a working person because the prices have skyrocketed. Serbia. Ivana Stradner reports on Vucic, the prime minister. Alexander Vucic of Serbia traveled to Moscow for the Victory Day parade despite being warned and told not to do it by the EU. What's it to him? He takes the EU money and does what he wants. Serbia is not a member of the EU. It's a candidate member. He gets fed money to clean up his act, but Ivana thinks he's not trying to. He's just taking advantage of the EU that doesn't know how to defend itself. And then a joyful conversation with Professor Rob Nadelson. Virgil, the Roman poet Virgil, 70 BCE to 19 BCE, was a favorite poet of the founding fathers of the United States of America 1900, 2,000 years later. A joy to discover. Anyway, there's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening.